Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I did tweet at you earlier in the day, Solana, saying all purple rain today because today is the... I have to check my own Twitter to find out what the anniversary is of Purple Rain. That soundtrack's still a banger.
Oh, for sure.
Purple Rain. Prince released his sixth studio album, Purple Rain, 35 years ago today. 35. That album's 35 years old and still holds up. I'm telling you, there's not a bad song on that album. So what happened? I said all Purple Rain that you haven't played one Prince song.
Yeah, our Wi-Fi was down today in the studios, so I couldn't actually get music for the show. So I'm just using stuff we had in the system. But I do think we have some Prince, so I'll play whatever we do have.
Well, I'd like it to be off Purple Rain. And if you don't know if it's off Purple Rain or not, that's on you. I understand the movie is 35 years old, but that's like one of those ones that I think everyone has to see and listen to.
Should I just wing it? Play Prince, and if it's on Purple Rain, then maybe it's a success for me, or should I do some research?
Maybe what do you think, Chan? Nobody calls me Chan.
What do you think, though, Chan?
And your phone has reception. Look it up on your phone. There's no internet in here?
I think it's been fixed since.
Oh, okay. I haven't had a computer in a month.
It's crazy that he does this show without a computer. Because people text in, like, someone texted yesterday, you were talking about the twins, T and J, and someone texted in, like, hey, Channing, is that Tremaine and Jermaine, blah, blah, blah. And I texted back. I'm like, yeah, he just can't see this.
I haven't seen a text. I haven't seen nothing.
It's crazy. That Now, Tree, God bless him, our engineer, Tree Crawford, the on-air light outside our door. Now, this is pretty important at a radio station. There's a light outside the door that says on the air, and it lights up when our microphones are on.
To give anybody warnings not to bust in.
They're in the hallway, and they see that the on-air light is on, because sometimes if the producer is talking, he's got his own on-air light outside his door. So sometimes I walk up, and I'm, you know, I get here at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and Dan Day is talking to Dono and Frito. So the on-air light is on. So I know, hey, be quiet in the hallway, because sometimes they leave their door open anyway because they're not on the air all the time. Our door's closed. Our on-air light wasn't working and for several weeks. And so people would come in. Our program director, Len, walked in once during a segment and couldn't understand why we were pretending to do a radio show because there was no on-air light. But he then realized, oh, the light just doesn't work. So they're on the air. It just doesn't let us know. So Tree, God bless him, our engineer, he's been here, what?
30 years.
30 years. He's been here when Prince released Purple Rain. Tree took a job here.
He brought him in the studio.
A week ago, decides, I'm going to fix it. Now, I understand why things aren't getting fixed around here. We're moving. We are weeks away from moving to a brand new state-of-the-art facility. The time and the man hours are going into that. I get it, which is why your computer probably still isn't fixed. They're all down in our new building, and they're getting it ready for us, and it's beautiful. I toured it. You were over there. Like, it's just a great facility.
It is nice.
So Tree decides, I'll take 20 minutes. I'll fix the on-air light, the on-the-air light outside the door. I'll take 20 minutes. I'll fix it. This is a week ago. Am I lying that this guy has opened every panel, every wall. There are wires running. I just was talking to Tree during the commercial break. I go, dude, there's no way you thought this was a one-week project. He's ready to jump off this building, but he's one of those guys. He starts something. He's not just going to say, oh, I can't do it. This has turned out to be, Solana, my lion, he has been working on this thing for a week.
I've done 2 weeks of shows with Tree behind me the entire time.
Yeah, he's on the floor fiddling with wires. He's in the roof fiddling with wires. He's in the offices below us opening their ceiling fiddling with wires.
Because it goes down to come back up.
Tree
to go
would
back
be
down.
Better served standing outside our door with a lamp And when he hears me talk, just click that little, you know, that little dangly
that little
thing. A little pull string.
No, these guys, they're working right now.
They're on right now.
It'll be more effective than what he's been doing because that damn light doesn't work.
I did want to get onto the NFL story, but I need to, somebody text in, did he check the bulb?
You know what? I'll ask him.
Sometimes that is the easiest solution. I wonder if he ever checked the bulb.
He's putting the little wires in the stuff downstairs and running upstairs to Doppler radar it and stuff. He has all kinds of little devices.
He's got the soldering iron. He's got a Geiger counter, inexplicably. We don't know what's going on with him. Anyway.
You do that at home? Like, it's too expensive to fix. I'm going to just patch it up. And then you patch it. So you just keep patching it. You're like, this is working now. Hell, I do it all the time.
Where?
Like something's hanging, like the cable box on the back of the TV. We have a TV mounted. And we had it mounted. It fell down. And I'm like, hey, I can call somebody to come mounting all this up. You know what? I can wrap a piece of duct tape on itself 3 or 4 times and smash it to the wall real hard. And it's going to hold that cable box on the wall.
You did that to your teeth, though, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of your M.O.
But I think it's the way to go. I think it's manhood.
Well, he's trying. Somebody texts in, how's the vending machine situation in the new building? There's a food hall there.
Yeah.
So the vending machine I've seen the space for is going to be better than the ones we have here because it could not be.
The oldest vending machine in the world.
I was going down to get sodas yesterday. I said to Solana, I go, hey, you want something? He goes, yeah, if they have a club soda. Called club soda. This thing has 4 slots. They're gonna put a club soda in there?
No.
There's like 4 slots. There's dust and asbestos in it. I mean, it's just like a club soda. I go, where do you think I'm going? To the bar at Cheesecake Factory? You want a lime in that? Club soda.
It's ridiculous. You got some tonic.
But yeah, the new building has got a food hall on the bottom floor. It's got a rooftop bar on the top floor. Like, we'll be...
We can look out of, like, walk out of the studios and look down into the first floor,
Into the food hall, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And we've got a window we can actually see outside. I've said here, this is crazy, because these are the public airwaves. There could be a atom bomb going off outside. A mushroom cloud forming. Something that we would want to let the public know.
Mm-hmm.
We have no way of knowing. I think the only thing that'll continue to work is AM radio, but we've got no idea what's going on outside.
Was this building ever a prison? It's just very prisonish.
It should be after we leave.
It's very prisonish. Yeah, limited windows everywhere.
Yeah,
there's more offices without windows in this building than with windows.
We're in segregation over here.
We are.
We're not in general population.
I need to go back to Gin Pop. I need some yard time. Goodness.
We're almost out. We're almost paroled into the new building.
What's yard time?
So here's the thing. I want to get to the NFL story from CBS. But in the last segment, we were talking about Shaquille O'Neal. Shame on me for forgetting what I think is his seminal moment as a broadcaster. Why are you laughing? Because you know he's right. That's why. Because you know he's right. There's a moment from TNT, NBA on TNT, where Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, Ernie Johnson, and Shaquille O'Neal are sitting at the table. They got sidetracked because during a commercial break, Kenny had talked about wanting to buy this new truck. But it was going to be $80 to fill this tank of gas every time it was empty. And he said, I don't want to spend $80 filling a tank of gas.
Understandable.
And Shaquille O'Neal has a solution for it. And it's almost like a debate Marino or Montana. But Shaq actually had what I believe is an answer, a solution. And we've debated this on the show before, but I want you to listen to this argument. This is, again, Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, Charles. Kenny wants to buy a new truck, but he's trepidatious because of the gas situation. Shaq has a solution, a viable solution.
Yeah, because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said...
When it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend 80.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend 80, right? When it gets to half, you put 20. Then when it get back to half, you put 20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting 20 in, and it'll be cool. 80, Kenny, the same amount of gas. Same amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you, you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try it.
This is bordering
nobody
on.
Nobody travel more than me.
This well, is I'm bordering on what's closer, the West Coast or the moon.
So if
this
wait.
Is bordering this, on that.
You're
telling me that I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation right. about. You.
But four what? Times 20 is 80 because I'm going to stop four times.
No, you're not going to stop four times. No, you're not going to stop four times. Not in 1 week, you're not.
Anyway, Kenny, the West Coast is closer than the moon.
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay 80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay 20.
No,
and it's back
it
the
won't
floor.
Get to half by. Right, by if Wednesday it's going to be 40, and then on Friday it'll be 40.
Not 40,
again.
20. Yeah. It's going to be 20.
No.
It's going to be 20.
Not half. Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying.
I am.
Okay.
So if I every day if I did if I did
no you ain't gonna have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
No way.
Don't play with me right now.
I'm sorry. Like I really want to know because Ernie, I want to get this car, but I really want to save gas money.
You're so complaining.
Please tell me. Listen. I want to know how I'm gonna save gas money.
You're complaining about the $80.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm
at zero. Okay. 80. So at zero is 80.
No question.
So, right, at full, it's 80, right?
Yes.
So, if it gets to half, that'll be 40, right?
No question
so
about it.
So, if you put 20 in, then you bring it back up to three quarters. Right?
No, if I put 20 in, it'll get to one quarter.
Jeez, yeah.
But it'll be three quarters. It'll be three quarters full.
Three quarters empty.
No, three quarters full.
Wait, who's on first?
This. You know what?
But who's on first?
Nobody travels more than me.
I know it gets frustrating, but he is right on. Somebody texts in, I'm so happy when you guys play the classics. It is. This is, you know, you got to play the classics every now and then. He is right on. I know when you first listen to it, you go, he's crazy, but he is right. Kenny Smith posed a problem. We've had this debate a million times.
Yeah.
Kenny Smith posed a problem. I don't want to spend $80 when I fill the tank with gas. Shaq gave a solution. Anytime it gets to half, fill it up. You will never spend $80 filling that car with gas. You will spend $40 at most. Problem solved.
And we've talked about this. There's no reason to argue it. Do you really believe Kenny Smith was trying to get that problem solved?
I do. Because
or
I don't,
the fact of
no,
spending $80 no. when you have to fill your tank
I
up?
I think it's the actual sticker shock of spending $80 at one time to fill the tank. I don't think it has anything to do with money. He's got money. Kenny Smith has money. He makes a ton of money with TNT. Made a ton of money playing basketball. Like, I don't think he has any worries about what the gas bill is at the end of the month.
But the gas bill will be the same at the end of the month.
Correct.
Yes.
But he will never have to go in and spend $80 at one visit at the gas station, and Shaq solved the problem.
You're right.
I know.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Right, but it's a solution.
To stop four times when
sometimes,
you can stop once.
Sometimes the best solutions are the ones staring at you in the face. There's a. I remember a story once. A semi-truck, you know how the bridge says, you know, height limit, whatever, 19 feet, 6 yeah. inches. And there was a semi-truck that got wedged. It was too tall. Got wedged in the bridge. Remember reading this story. They brought in architectural engineers technology, you know, like bridge construction, like to figure out what can we do? Can we remove a chunk of this bridge to get the truck out? A fifth grade student, sixth grade student said, take the air out of the tires. The truck will lower the 6 inches. Take all the air out of the tires. You could drive it right on through.
Makes sense.
Sometimes the easiest solutions are right there, but you don't really get to them until someone points them out to you. Shaq pointed it out.
You and Shaq, y'all can stop 80 times
a week. I'm just telling you. No, but I don't have a problem with the $80. I'm just saying if I did, it is a solution. It is a solution.
Yes. Yes, it is. If you explain it correctly of what the problem is, Shaq did solve a problem.
That problem. That particular problem.
Yes.
Yes.
He did, though. He explained it. He kept saying, if your problem is $80.
Right, right. No, he knew. He knew what problem he was solving. He was not telling Kenny that he could have the amount that he spends on gas every month. He was giving a solution to one particular problem. He's got a particular set of skills.
But you can see how, and I know the Texans, I don't even have a text machine. We talked about it. I know the Texans are upset, but you can see how they would think it's very dumb to stop five times in a week so you never get to zero.
Well, if you're bothered, though, by $80, then that's on you.
Then you deal with what stopping more.
What bothers you less, stopping every other day at the gas station or $80, you know, at one time? And if it's the $80 at one time, then stop more often. I don't mind stopping at a gas station. I know you don't. You love browsing through the through the aisles.
Talking to people, meeting friends.
Crowder's gas tank gets down to 7/8. He stops, fill that baby up.
I wait till I have zero gas.
Really?
Yeah. I wait till it's low and I let it run out 15 more miles. I press my little trucks. It's stupid. I know, and somebody don't text in the damn, you're going to mess up your fuel pump. I understand that. I'm not stopping every
just
damn 2 days.
The way that he is.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get into the NFL stuff that I planned to get into. I had to audible there because we were talking about Shaq.
Radio.com.
You know, speaking of the NFL, not what I was originally going to talk about, which I will in a sec, but there's this 40 yards of gold. It's an all-star speed tournament for NFL players. I didn't realize that's at the BB&T Center here.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it's down here. I got a press release on it. I had read about it because you can gamble on it.
You can gamble on it?
I've seen it on our gambling site. You can gamble on it. It's 40 yards of gold to crown pro football's fastest man, and it's this Saturday at the BB&T Center. I had no idea.
How's that going to go?
I don't know. Tickets are available. I was just looking at it on the press release. You can go to 40-yard. Let me make sure I have this right. Might as well give them publicity. If I was in town, I think I would take my kid to this. It sounds like it might be fun, right?
You know you're going to just see people run 40s.
Right, but I mean...
like, over and over.
40yardsofgold.com. 40yardsofgold.com. 40 the number. It's at the BB&T Center. I don't know. Seems kind of cool.
You know what I'll do? I'll say if they have some extracurricular activities
Rick
going
Ross
on.
Ross is performing.
Like,
there's an extracurricular.
Like, if they have stuff, concerts, things for the kids... because you think about it, you watch two guys run a 40 and then two more guys run a 40 and then two more guys. And there's like, I want to say there's 32 maybe.
So it says the event will feature high profile professional athletes racing head to head in a high stakes tournament along with a live performance by Rick Ross. And it's hosted by Chad Ochocinco, Chris Johnson, and DJ Irie. The participants, I guess these are the races. Ted Ginn Jr. versus Jacoby Ford. Trey Waynes versus Dante Jackson. Alvin Kamara versus Robbie Anderson. Dominique Rogers-Cromartie versus Rashard Robinson. Marquise Goodwin versus Kevin Snead. John Franklin III versus Terrell Sinkfield. Jeff Battet versus Richie James. And Charles James II versus Jalen Myrick.
So 16. Eight races, 16 entrants. So, yeah, you had 16, 8, 4. You got to watch about 40, 40s. I don't know if that's going to be exciting. I've never seen a 40 bracket before.
Right. I think it's been done before. Tickets start at $100.
Oh, there ain't going to be a lot of people in there. $100?
$100.
I was thinking more around 15.
Because I'm looking at the...
you'll take your kid. You would spend, because you, your kid, and your wife, you'd spend $300 to go watch 40s?
No.
That's where I'm...
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't. But that's how, like, they're going to do the center of the BB&T is going to be where the 40 is, so they're going to have, like, the two main sides where you can buy tickets.
I'm interested to see how it works out, because I have a lot of doubt.
You're not going to go, obviously?
No. I only know three of those names on that whole list.
I didn't know a lot of names on that list, I'll be honest with you. But I had no idea this was at the BB&T Center.
I'm even trying to convince myself of how it's going to work, and I can't see it.
40 yards of gold. Let me look at that website one more time. I thought it was a pay-per-view, but I guess it's not. 40 yards of gold. So who's putting this on?
I know Ocho Cinco is Chad Johnson. Ocho Cinco, he's the face. Because he's the one with his arms out with the bracket behind him on all the social media pushes.
Oh, wait, it does say pay-per-view. Pay-per-view live. Yeah, you can buy it on pay-per-view. $39.99.
We'll see. I think it came up because, you know, all the guys talk trash back and forth, back and forth.
But if you had some of the bigger names, though, I think it would have a little more appeal.
You're funny. I don't know how down here it's going to go because the biggest name on there is Ted Ginn Jr.
Right.
Is it, am I wrong? Is anybody
Alvin
else?
Kamara.
Well, Kamara's still playing, and he's at his prime. But, like, Alvin gets knocked out in the first round, then you're watching Kevin Snead. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Robbie Anderson, though.
We'll see. I hope I'm wrong because, you know, it'd be cool to have, you know, that
I
thing.
Like this kind of stuff. I always say I'd like to see more of this kind of stuff. I'm just not certain that
Tiger Phil one-on-one match.
Like the one-offs that are, you know, sports-related, and you're getting some of the personalities that you want to see. Anyway, you can check it out, 40yardsofgold.com. Anybody buy tickets to that yet? Text it in, 560-22.
Maybe make it a charity thing. Bring in the kids, let them work out with the guys, and then run it. To make it a main event of 40s.
Like, you think 40, there needs to be something else?
I just, because, like, you understand, like, a 40 is going to take 4 seconds.
Right. But there's going to be 8 40s that I'm assuming they run it one time for the.
No, they're going to run two at a time. Because you see even the layout, they have two tracks.
No, but I'm saying that it'll just be one head-to-head match. Like, you don't have to beat a guy 2 out of 3. Like,
oh, no.
So there will be 8.
So there's 8.
And then 4. And then 2.
Yeah,
wait,
like,
a second. Let me just see if there's more to this. Because that would seems like it would end very quickly.
But no, the first 8. So you run 2 of them, and then you have, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have some dogs, you know, toting around monkeys or something. Then you run 2 more. And then you have, you know, like a mascot raised, and you have 2 more, Rick Ross company, you know, Rick Ross concert. Like, you would a 40 that lasts 4.2 seconds can't be your main event.
Well, no, I mean it is. But it obviously is.
8 to 4 to 2 to 1.
You dress it up, like you said.
I'm saying you have to. There'll have to be 20 minutes between each to make it worthwhile to spend $100. There has to be 15 minutes between each race.
Isn't like a Rick Ross concert ticket that much money?
But
also?
My guess is he's going to do 1 or 2 songs. I don't think he's doing a concert.
Yeah. Talks, smiles, waves at everybody. Heads to South Beach.
Anyway, it's Saturday, BB&T Center. Because I always say that I'd like to do stuff like that. And I kept saying, oh, if the Big Three comes down, I'll go watch that Big Three basketball tournament. And it came down last year. And I didn't go. It's coming again this year, too. Are you going to go?
Did you see some of those teams? Like, some of the players on those teams?
Well, you love Mario Chalmers. Good voice.
I mean, no, I'm going to go watch Mario Chalmers for sure. The other day, though, what is it, Sunday? I'm watching.
I watched a little bit Sunday afternoon.
I tweeted this. Jermaine O'Neal.
There was a fight Sunday afternoon.
Royce White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Royce White.
He's a little different, though.
Who was it? Johnson. Wasn't one of the Johnsons? I can't think of who it was. Royce White. Yeah, he's got all kinds of mental issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something snapped.
You saw
his face change.
Yeah.
Something snapped.
Amari Stoudemire, Yakuba Diawara, Nate Robinson, Jason Richardson, and Jermaine O'Neal are all on the same team. I'm there.
But I wonder, like, and again, they have some star power in that league or stars that once were. But, like, I wonder if it's just a boring day.
It looked in the stands like it was just dreadful. Like, nobody was excited.
But you're still watching basketball names play basketball. You're going to go watch football players run a race. Not even track, because they don't run 40s in track.
I think I would go to this. I like the novelty of it. I really think I would go to this.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I would.
To watch guys run 40 yards.
Just to watch guys compete against each other in a physical event, because they want, you know, they want to win.
Go.
I think I'd rather watch Rick Ross do the 40 than any of those guys.
I just watch Heat 1.
That's Heat 1 that just passed. It's no 4x4. This is 40 yards. 4 seconds and some change. It's going to, okay, spend 100.
I watched Rick Ross race someone.
Now I got that. You know what?
Shout out to the pair.
Built like a pair. If they played Red Rover, Red Rover, send Ted Ginn right over and he had to break through their arms, now I'll pay $100 to see that. I want to see something happen. I don't want to see guys run down a
to see if we can
40-yard track.
There was wagering on this, but now I'm looking on our site and I do not see. They may put it back up. Oh no, here it is. 40 yards of gold. Yep, you can absolutely bet on this.
They got to cap it.
Let's see. Yeah, it's capped at $200 as a maximum wager. All you can bet on is two things. Offensive player will win or defensive player will win. Offensive player is minus 140, so that's the big favorite. You bet $140 to win 100. A defensive player winning is plus 100, so it's even money. Bet 100, win 100.
I'll bet offense because I'm going to bet on Ted Ginn. That boy can fly.
And then the other bet that you can make, will the fastest one be 4.31 or faster or 4.32 and slower or slower?
4.31. I go faster.
So that's minus 120.
I think somebody bet reach 120 out of 2.9 or something.
And who knows how good the timing system is. Could be Rick Ross working the timer.
I want to go lower because it's a speed competition, so they're going to default on the side of faster, so
right.
It makes their event look better. If everybody runs 4.5,
right, yeah,
ugly.
You almost need someone to set a blazing 40 that, yeah, can get some pub.
That's why I would go under. Oh, 4.22. Now you want to wait for next year to see somebody run a 4.22. If everybody runs Crowder's time, yeah, who wants to see that?
Well, it's Saturday at the BB&T Center. I suggest you go. I have no vested interest. I am not a paid endorser. I just I like the fact that it's local. Chad Ochocinco's local. I like the fact that it's local.
I'd rather see a slap contest. Ted Ginn and Ochocinco just slap each other so somebody gets
up. They have that in Russia. You seen the highlights of those slap contests?
I pay $100 to watch that. Guy run a 40.
We are different beings. All right, let's take a break here. I'll talk about the cheetah for a second. Make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, including a complimentary carving station. They've got happy hour till 6, so much more. If you haven't been there yet, guys, this is not your typical free lunch. It's a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu, sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches. Daily specials like ribs and pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Now, Sundays through Tuesdays, that includes tonight, obviously, in the Biz Guests, enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. That is Sundays through Tuesdays at the Cheetah Clubs. And you could celebrate Independence Day with the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs and Cheetah's Red, White, and Blue Girls on Thursday, on the 4th of July, a week from this Thursday. Enjoy a free backyard barbecue-style buffet, VIP card giveaways, bottle specials, much, much more. Come see why the Cheetah Girls make sparks fly on the 4th of July. And, of course, you want to watch any big sporting event, you watch it right there at Cheetah Hallandale in their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. You can get all the info at CheetahSOFL.com.
Radio.com.
There it is from CBSSports.com. 12 interesting storylines for the upcoming NFL season.
What you got?
Someone had texted in, wow, an effing hour to get to the NFL talk. Somehow this is worse than yesterday's top 10 being derailed by sweet potato garbage. Each his own. I thought that was the best hour we did yesterday.
Sweet potato hour? He didn't like sweet potato.
I did not like sweet potato hour.
Come on, bro. We got to get your life together.
Now I feel like I need to segue back into that instead of the NFL talk.
Give him one or two.
All right, here you go. From CBSSports.com. 12 storylines. This is just to, you know, wet your beak a little bit. We're still a little ways away from NFL season. But here's 12 storylines that CBSSports.com is saying to you. You'll be paying attention to this. Number one, Patriots place. The dynasty that just won't stop now moves forward without Gronk. and with no guarantees as to when Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, or Robert Kraft might follow. How severely will the NFL come down on Kraft for the massage parlor incident? Would another title finally satiate Tom Brady? Can someone else in the AFC East finally step up and make it a contested division? Will Foxborough remain a January fortress with Jack Easterby and Brian Flores gone? Does Josh McDaniels finally follow after the season? They're always a story and remain the franchise to beat in the NFL, defending yet another Lombardi. Yes, they are a story, and Dolphins fans have had our eyes on the Patriots for a decade.
And
2 decades.
To answer all those questions they're asking, when Brady stops playing.
Then it's over.
It's over.
Then we have withstood the beast.
And it's not, and I'm not wishing this, I'm just saying it. It's how Peyton had to retire when his body wouldn't do it anymore. I don't want it to happen, but Brady might have to get hurt to retire because he's playing at a very high level right now.
Yeah, he's looked as good as he's ever looked.
I'm telling you, so why would he stop playing? And he's saying, I can play 2 or 3 more years. Tom versus Time, I watched that Tom versus Time thing, and it perpetuated my thought that, and I don't wish it on him, injury is going to have to end Brady's career.
Number 2, the 50-50 club. Could Patrick Mahomes become the first quarterback in NFL history with 2 50 touchdown seasons and do it in just his first 2 years as a starter?
You know what? I would say yes if he didn't lose those weapons.
That's what they point out here. Like, you don't have Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. That's going to be very interesting because Tom Brady, we've seen over and over, doesn't matter who the weapons are. He makes the weapons great. Will we see Patrick Mahomes? Because we've already kind of anointed him the next great thing. It'll be interesting to see if he can start making anyone around him great, the way Wes Welker was made great and Danny Amendola and the rest of them.
I would say yes.
That'll be interesting because then you know it's really the passing of the torch.
Mahomes has impressed me, even over a Deshaun Watson.
We saw him do things he had never seen before.
And scrambling in the pocket, out of the pocket. Mahomes, I think he can do it.
Dude can extend any play. You can extend plays the way that he can. It's a whole different football game.
Bro, I'm not even – this is not a joke. He doesn't have to look at the person he's throwing the ball to.
It's crazy.
He throws no-look passes in the NFL. He's special.
Number 3, OBJ in orange and brown. We tend to forget that when he's healthy and getting half-decent throws from a quarterback, Odell Beckham Jr. is a top-5 talent in the league. He's polarizing, to be sure, but as productive as any receiver in the history of the game. And now free from Eli and with a top playmaking quarterback in Baker Mayfield, this could be the most exciting offense in the game.
Yeah.
Could be. There's a lot of eyeballs on Cleveland for the upcoming season.
If those guys can get on the same page and don't start bitching and complaining about targets.
That'll be interesting.
And if Baker doesn't try to play outside of the offense. Every play, Baker wants to go deep. Baker, if you have to drop it off at 7, drop it off and get a first down and keep moving. But
the Jarvis OBJ dynamic is going to be interesting because I think Jarvis likes OBJ more than OBJ likes Jarvis. But then if OBJ starts getting the good targets rather than the Jarvis type targets, it'll be interesting.
And they play together in college.
Yep.
That's different now. Now these guys are $100 million guys that have egos.
Right. In college, different ballgame.
Yeah, we're both Tigers now. They're trying to get paid.
Number 4, YES to a new CBA. The NFL and the NFLPA are uniquely motivated to get a new labor deal done far sooner than most would have anticipated even 6 months ago, at least in part for some reasons explained in the item below, which I'll get to. Talks will continue through this season based on what I've heard to this point. I expect plenty of gains to be made. Yeah, if they can get a new CBA crafted, that would be great.
They have to lock out if the players want to get anything.
Yep. Number 5.
That'd be the problem.
Number 5 is jackpot, which is part of what they were saying in the previous number. The wave of legalized gambling continues to spread around state legislatures this spring, and it will only continue to grow. The NFL is tracking it ever so closely, and many owners are beyond ready to dive in with both hands and embrace all of the revenue streams that could come with it. Is a barrage of casino sportsbook advertising forthcoming? When does the league sign on with its first nationwide sportsbook official sponsor? Will you see point spreads on telecasts and team websites, betting parlors in stadiums? Some of it might be years away, but make no mistake, it's being viewed as a multi-billion dollar game changer that could spike the cap and salaries in the new CBA.
That is coming. Money?
it's going to be funny because my kid, who's 15 years old, when he's 25 years old and going to a Dolphins game, and he's lining up at the kiosk to bet a couple bets before the game starts, and I'm going to be telling him from my lark. And I'm going to be.
Big ass basket in the front. What you going to keep in your
basket? You want me to hold your thermos? And I'm going to be telling them, like, they'll be incredulous. What do you mean? Like, you wanted to bet on the game. What would you do? I'd have to call a guy and you know, like.
They're going to laugh.
They'll laugh.
Yep.
They will laugh. And then after he places his bet, he'll go over to the kosher weed section.
The kosher weed.
10 years from now, kosher weed, right? I Solana, write that down. I want to get in on that.
What, you might have got you a little business.
I'm not lying. Write that down.
Change the topic. We'll talk about it later.
I stumbled onto something.
Change the topic.
Also write down halal weed. Halal.
Halal?
I think that's Muslim friendly.
Oh, we rolling, baby.
We got it. Oh,
wee. Number four. No, that gambling is coming. Even if the owners.
It's going to be so ordinary. You're going to see gambling kiosks at every sports venue 10 years from now.
Multi-billion. Like, there are even owners
that
want to.
It's money, right? It's sitting there.
It's money sitting there.
It's sitting there.
People get into the business to make money. They might love their team. Even Jerry Jones loves his team.
They love their money more.
Love their money more.
Number six, the Starless Steelers. Okay, they have plenty of household names still on the roster, but Steelers enter the season without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, who you could count on for about 3,000 yards and 25 TDs in any given season. Big Ben is saying all the right things after playing a pivotal role on AB's fallout with the team, but will it last? Can Juju Smith-Schuster be a Batman, not a Robin? Will Mike Tomlin sign an extension? Blah, blah, blah.
Even past all that, that division's getting tough now. With what the Browns did,
yes,
and the Ravens.
And I think Ben Roethlisberger's a little long in the tooth as well. Like, yeah. I don't think he's
going downhill.
Yes.
He's not at his prime. No, I just think the Ravens or the Browns will take it over.
Number seven, Cowboys keepers. There isn't a question of whether Jerry Jones could keep all his skilled players who want new deals. Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, and Amari Cooper. The question is, will he, and at what price? After years of being near the bottom of the NFL and player payroll, Dallas must keep stepping it up, as it did for DeMarcus Lawrence, paying Cooper $18 million a year, and Prescott gulp $30 million a year might quickly come back to bite the Cowboys, and one would expect a player or two to soften Jones' stance once the risk of injury comes around again this summer.
And you won't be able to keep that line.
Yeah, no, you can't. Like, you're going to have to pay some guys some serious money, and when you do that, then you can't pay other guys the money that they want.
If you got your quarterback at 30, your running back at 15, a receiver at 18.
There's a lot of money tied up right there in three guys.
And you can't keep those five Pro Bowl linemen they have. They have a hell of a fight offensive line.
Would you spend that kind of money, $30 million a year, on Dak?
No. Well, I'm not a Dak fan. We argued that.
I think I would.
Yeah. You would on Dak? Yeah. I don't know about Zeke either.
I'd be more apt to get rid of Zeke just because of the position.
Yeah.
Than Dak. Number eight, inverse of diverse. The number of African-American head coaches and GMs is trending in the wrong direction, and some of those with the longest tenures and most influence have either stepped aside, Ozzie Newsome, or been let go, Marvin Lewis. The NFL is holding events like the QB Summit in Atlanta this week, and what else can and should be done to make management demographics more closely aligned with labor? It's a big topic on Park Avenue with just four non-white head coaches and only two general managers. What initiatives are to come, and will the Rooney Rule be altered?
No.
Dolphins are situated in both situations, both head coach and general manager.
And Jim Caldwell.
Stephen Ross gets to walk out of that meeting. It's like being excused.
Jim Caldwell. They brought in Reggie McKenzie from Oakland.
Yeah,
like, it's black dudes all over. I go over there all the time now. Chris Greer went out and hired. You know what? Let's be honest. Why is that not going to change the head coaches? Because of the fact that the people hiring them are the owners that are all white.
The Dolphins are a perfect example. When you put a person in power of hiring, they hire people that they're familiar with who often end up looking like them. It's why there's always been a majority of white coaches. The people that do the hiring have been white.
Yes.
And so you hire who you're familiar with. And all of a sudden, Chris Greer comes in and he's like, oh, I'm doing the hiring. Let me bring in my friends, the guys that I'm exposed to all the time.
And the guys that I trust. Like, Chris Greer is not saying, I'm just hiring black guys.
No. These are the guys.
Hey, if you haven't seen any black guys out on university, bring them in. We're hiring blacks.
Right.
I've worked with these guys. I trust these guys. They're good at what they do.
It's the same reason that Bill Parcells would hire people that he trusted. But those are the people that he hung out with.
And that's why it's not going to change. This diversity thing is not going to change. Rooney Rule is not going to change it. Rooney Rule makes people talk to a black dude for 40 minutes. Just think about that. Rooney Rule says you have to interview a black guy. Okay, bring in a black guy. We'll talk to him. And they're going to go hire a white dude like they've done for decades. That's a problem I don't know the answer to.
Number 9, who will be the QB in NYC? Eli Manning, Daniel Jones. I think Eli will start the season, and then it's got a hand off to Daniel Jones.
Kind of like down here.
Number 10, will P.I. be P.U.? There's been plenty of hand-wringing and consternation from the moment the NFL owners voted to make pass interference reviewable, and with the league taking over matters itself in the final 2 minutes when Hail Marys are fairly common. No one knows what this is going to look like and how it will be called, but I guarantee you it will be a heavy topic of conversation at least through the first half of the season. How consistently will it be called? Will this end up being a one-year trial run? What some are referring to as the Sean Payton rule will be a big deal in 2019, for better or for worse.
If they open that bag of worms on reviewing,
they did
penalties,
like it's there.
So you can review holding now. You can review
only review pass interference right now, but holding. How could you review holding? You could find it on every play.
But even pass interference, like when you say they inadvertently bumped him, or they looked back for the ball and leaned into him. What if the slowed down video version, they're not looking back quite yet? It's a half a second before they look back that their elbow grazed his elbow. You're not allowed to touch
him. It'd be like the Cameroon game that you talked about where it's like, well, technically this may have been offsides.
Yes. So if my elbow hits him in his elbow, just grazes it, and we're past 10 yards down the field, that's pass interference.
By the book.
By the book and by the video. I hate that. I hate what they did with P.I.
Number 11, kid coaches. The trend is all the rage, but the hunt for the next Sean McVay could come with a few casualties. Didn't take long at all for Aaron Rodgers to let Matt LaFleur know in typically passive-aggressive ways who's really the boss in Green Bay. Cliff Kingsbury will be under a national microscope trying to win with first overall pick Kyler Murray in Arizona. There could be, as Jason LaConfora points out in this column, some sink or swim with the young coaches. And number 12, class dismissed. The 2015 draft class should be cementing its place in the league by now, entering the fifth season when massive contracts should be the norm. It may be now or never for what looks like one of the more suspect first rounds in a long time. The top two picks, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, are still playing for their next contracts. Todd Gurley got paid. He's the only 2015 first rounder to sign a multi-year extension with the team that drafted him, but his knee is a major concern, and much of the rest of the class has already changed teams or busted out of the league. Will others emerge before it's too late? The second and third rounds have vastly outperformed the 2015 first round to date. And there you go. Jason LaConfora, you can read it at CBSSports.com. The greatest 5 o'clock hour this week. Although, I don't know. Yesterday was Rick Bucher and Gino Toretta in the 5 o'clock hour.
We got to do something here.
Well, the greatest 5 o'clock hour this Tuesday is next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.